This is the Morning Crunchwrap for Friday, February 22nd, 2019. I am your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline from Twitter, Trump's reaction to Jussie Smollett case sparks wider discussion on hoaxes and hate crimes. After Chicago police said Jussie Smollett staged an attack on himself, President Trump said the actor had insulted tens of millions of people with his racist and dangerous comments. Now, some agreed with the president, while others warned about the story distracting from real victims of hate crimes, which analysts point out are on the rise. Now, if you've missed the story or intentionally haven't been paying attention, let me give you a quick thumbnail. Jussie Smollett claimed that he was attacked by two white supremacists wearing Make America Great Again hats in Chicago. He claims that they physically attacked him, that they put a noose around his neck, and that they dumped bleach on him while yelling racist and homophobic things. Chicago police believe that this was all a hoax. They arrested two brothers who are actually black in connection with the case. They claim that Jussie Smollett planned this whole thing, including the letter that was sent to Fox Studios, and that he paid the brothers with a check, which led everything back to him. Now, federal officials who are investigating this whole thing have not officially closed the book and said, yes, the letter that was sent to Fox Studios came from the brothers or was orchestrated by Jussie Smollett. That's Chicago police's contention. Here's the situation, though. President Trump weighed in, tweeting, at Jussie Smollett, what about MAGA and the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments? Hashtag MAGA. People agreed. Linda Suler, PhD, tweeted, thank you, President Trump, for speaking up on this disgraceful action by Mr. Smollett. We are endlessly and unfairly maligned and attacked, and there is no room in a civilized society for those who create hoaxes to stir up hatred against us for having a different political position. Steven Crowder tweets to, quote, legitimate media, you created Jussie Smollett. You wrongfully slandered Covington High School kids. You attempted to destroy Kavanaugh's reputation. We don't need you. Others argued that Smollett's alleged action should not discount the experiences of real hate crime victims. Kamala Harris, who had previously spoken out on this issue, tweeted, like most of you, I've seen the reports about Jussie Smollett. I am sad, frustrated, and disappointed. Eugene Gu, MD, tweeted, Jussie Smollett faked an attack to gain attention for himself. He took advantage of our empathy and sense of justice and hurt real victims who need to be heard. Everyone who makes false accusations should be held accountable, and we shouldn't be selective based on race and gender. All right, this is a bit of a complicated situation, so I'm going to break this down. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Whew. All right, the biggest issue with in a greater societal context is something like this is going to cast doubt on almost all, if not all, victims of hate crimes, which are up. Statistics don't lie. Hate crimes are up since President Trump took office. I'm not saying that he's responsible for them. Could be a coincidence, but those are the facts. Now, the president weighed in on this, but he's been silent on another story that broke the same day, in which a Coast Guard officer and an admitted white supremacist was arrested with an arsenal of weapons and plans to murder both politicians, journalists, and other people. In fact, he said he was looking for a way to kill everyone. Complete silence on that from the commander-in-chief when a member of the military is arrested on that. It's unrelated, so let's not convolute it. But feeling the need to weigh in on one and not the other is a bit puzzling. The whole cover-up, if there is a cover-up, because it's still all alleged, this is what Chicago PD is saying. He paid them with a check. He orchestrated the attack on himself in order to get a raise on the show Empire. because he doesn't feel like he's being fairly compensated for his work. It really is sad and disappointing that someone would allegedly go to all of this trouble, the time, the effort of doing this, and to do it so sloppily too. It just sparks the thought that it was an impulsive thing that you did without thinking, without planning, or you are really, really dumb. And to not think of others in your community. He is African American, and I believe he is also LGBT. So to go ahead and make up something like this without realizing or without even thinking about the damage it does to people in the Black community, in the LGBT community, they're now not going to, no one's going to believe them. There was always already the doubt of that. Now, when I first heard about the whole Jussie Smollett case, I did not comment on it on the Morning Crunch Wrap. I did not comment on it on the Nate Darling Show. I have not commented on it at all because it seemed very weird. It didn't seem right. There was something that seemed very off about the whole thing, and I did not know what it was. And I'm still not positive because all we have is him saying one thing and he's still denying it. And Chicago PD saying we have evidence to the contrary. The truth will come out and we will find out. But this whole thing seemed really weird from the start. And the other thing that really puzzled me and made me sad about this story is before anything else happened, I was seeing a lot of things on friends' timelines about conservative media reports, like from the Daily Blaze and Breitbart, that this was a hoax. This was all a hoax. It was clearly made up. Now, that may turn out to be true, but when the only place I'm seeing that sort of take on things is a source like Breitbart, just like if the only time I ever see a story and the source is a far left-wing sort of publication or website, let's say it's the Huffington Post, and that's the only one that comes to mind off the top of my head, I'm always a little bit skeptical. I want to see the story showing up in more than one end or the other of the quote-unquote media political spectrum. I want to see not only that, someone like an NPR, a CNN, a CBS News is having this story, but how they're telling it and what's being said. So it's easy to go around and smear the whole, oh, the media did this and the media did that. What exactly were the reports on, say, a CBS News about the story? I'm guessing, because I didn't watch all of them, that if you find the real media outlets, the reporting is, here's what he said happened, here's what we know about it, and police are investigating. There's no rush to judgment in those media outlets. So to put them together and say that, oh, well, they're saying this and everybody's, that's absolutely not the case. But when something seems a little off, seems a little weird, it's okay to pull back and not have a hot take about it. You don't need to jump in on literally everything that comes out there and go, that's terrible or that's fantastic. Maybe we wait a second on a story that makes you go, this seems a little bit over the top or this seems a little bit odd. Use your, for lack of a better term, spidey senses and let it marinate. And you do a little thinking before you drop your hot take. And that is the Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they I just moved too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can keyhole. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say.